I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea has a different take than U.S. President Donald Trump on a June 12th summit that was supposed to take place in Singapore. Its leader, Kim Jong-un, is signaling he wants to meet with Mr. Trump at any time, any format, after President Trump called off the summit. More on the president's decision from VOA's Gladys Ahok.
Trump expressed regret that the summit will not take place and hoped that it will happen at some time in the future.
All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed.
Trump's announcement came hours after North Korea dismantled its nuclear test site in a much-publicized show of goodwill. Analysts generally agree that the United States and North Korea have different views on denuclearization, and that any future talks on the subject require thorough and quiet preparation. Zlaritsa Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
Canadian investigators say two men detonated an improvised explosive device in an Ontario restaurant Thursday night.
We transported 15 patients from the scene to local area hospitals. Three of those patients went down to a trauma center in Toronto.
Deputy Chief Brian Gibson with the Peel Regional Paramedic Services speaking on CTV. Ireland voters are deciding this Friday whether to keep or repeal a constitutional amendment banning abortions in most cases. The current amendment originally goes back to 1983. It banned all abortions before a change was made 5 years ago to allow abortions in cases where the mother's life is in danger. If voters decide further to loosen the rules, the Prime Minister's government intends to put forth legislation by the end of the year allowing abortions with no restrictions up to 12 weeks into pregnancy. This is VOA News. Russia continues to deny involvement of the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 that went down on July 17, 2014, after investigators say there is evidence it was shot down. Australian Federal Police Commander Jennifer Hurst says flight MH17 was shot down by a Buk missile.
Pieces of debris and parts found on the crash site were visually compared with reference material consisting of various Buk missiles available to the JIT.
283 passengers and 15 crew members were killed when the aircraft was shot down on July 17, 2014. That incident happened about 3 hours into the journey from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. The JIT already had released evidence suggesting the plane was hit by a Russian Buk surface-to-air missile that crossed into eastern Ukraine from Russia. The World Health Organization says people diagnosed with Ebola must be kept isolated to prevent the spread of the highly contagious disease. The WHO has updated the number of Ebola cases since the start of the outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo on May 8th. The WHO has confirmed 31 of 52 probable and suspected cases, including 22 deaths. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Jazarevich calls the incident very unfortunate, but not unexpected.
It is only human that people want to be with their loved ones, and family want them to be at home in what could be the last moments of life. And that keeping a sick person at home not only decreases the chances of survival for this person, because this person then is not receiving supportive treatment, but is also putting at risk the whole family.
Ebola is highly contagious. The virus is transmitted through direct contact with infected bodily fluids. The fatality rate is between 20% and 90%.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. The warring parties in South Sudan's civil war are facing renewed international pressure to honor a ceasefire and reach a peace deal after failing to reach any kind of agreement in talks. This week, the East African bloc, IGAD, which mediated the talks, has said it will consider punitive measures against violators of last year's hostilities accord. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made an unannounced trip to Iraq Monday, just hours after returning from a similar surprise visit to Afghanistan, meeting the top political leaders in each of the embattled countries. Cloaked in secrecy, Tillerson flew into Iraq from Qatar. Earlier in the day, he traveled back and forth from the gas-rich Persian Gulf, country of Kabul. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.